This is an AeroNews Touch and Go for October 16, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. A contractor hired to work on the ventilation system at the Atlanta Air Route Traffic Control Center in Hampton, Georgia, has stopped work after finding high concentrations of mold. But the National Air Traffic Controllers Association notes that controllers are still required to work in the environment every day. The Citizen newspaper quoted a letter to the FAA from Richard Denny, VP of Peachtree Mechanical, the contractor. Quote, "We have issued a work stoppage for all of our workforces, subcontractors, and vendors until further directed by the FAA that we are clear of this issue. We take this as a very serious issue and concern and must act to protect the well-being and safety of all our employees," unquote. The FAA says it's working to address the concerns, including removal of the mold and replacing the building's roof. NATCA counters the roof has leaked for years, and the FAA built channels in the ceiling to reroute water away from the control floor, but didn't fix the roof. Alan Klapmeyer of Cirrus Design has addressed reports that his company is interested in bidding on bankrupt Columbia Aircraft Manufacturing. Quote, "Naturally, Cirrus would express interest, given some of the similar advanced technologies in the Columbia and how the line could complement the current Cirrus SR line. Cirrus has the ability to expand the business and at the same time further enhance the value of our business. Obviously, we also have the capabilities to take great care of the customers," unquote. Cessna moved quickly last month to firm up a deal to take over some assets of Columbia, but at least four parties have filed complaints about the structure of the deal. At this point, bidding is set to take place next month. In the meantime, business is continuing at Columbia. On Monday, European plane maker Airbus formally delivered the first A380 Super Jumbo to Singapore Airlines. Airbus President Tom Enders told the Associated Press, quote, "Until now, the A380 has been Airbus's baby. Today, we're here to celebrate this beautiful, mature aircraft coming of age," unquote. Well, if you're going to use human maturation as a metaphor, then maybe it's fair to say the A380 just got past the phase parents call the terrible twos, in this case a two-year delay in development. If the A380 is now a debutante, then Airbus is a fretting father waiting to see how many airlines will ring the doorbell. The news is a welcome respite, though, from Eid's corporate restructuring, outrage over executive compensation, and insider trading charges in the media of late. That atmosphere may have prompted the muted tone of Monday's delivery ceremony compared to the lavish 2005 unveiling of the first A380. About 500 guests attended the delivery versus more than 10,000 in 2005. Singapore Airlines plans to put the first A380 into service by the end of the month. CEO Chu Chun Sang said his airline's first A380 was, quote, "well worth the wait," unquote. The search continues for a Lance Air 4 that disappeared Saturday en route from Nassau International Airport in the Bahamas to West Palm Beach, Florida. The South Florida Sun Sentinel reports 68-year-old Harris Sullivan was at the controls Saturday morning when radar contact was lost about 11 a.m. Eastern, about 50 miles northwest of the Bahamas. The U.S. Coast Guard is conducting the search using a C-130 and a Falcon jet. Crews located an empty orange life raft Saturday night. It's not known if the raft was from the missing aircraft. ANN has received word the plane was being diverted around thunderstorms at the time it disappeared. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There, we'll tell you about these stories. An RV-8 collides with a car on the runway. Malaysia wants to know how a stowaway on a 777 got past security. And engineers in Europe call safety practices there a scandal. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today, my guest is Gideon Ewers of IFALPA, which is urging Brazil to drop criminal charges against two American pilots. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.